In New York State, even though abortion is legal, reproductive health access has been out of reach for some New Yorkers, including immigrants, trans, low-income, and folks on Medicaid.
Any rollback or constraint of any health care right is fundamentally unjust.
New York State Senator Cordell Clear.
And we know it will have particular harm on women of color, those of modest means, and those already suffering disparities under our current system.
And this includes residents outside of New York who will want to come here to access abortion care. New York State Attorney General Tish James says every person in the country should have the right to control their own bodies.
If Roe is overturned, 26 states will ban and or are likely to ban abortion. And 58% of women of reproductive age, or about 40 million women, live in those states. And a significant number of members of the LGBTQ community as well live in those states. And over the past few years, as states have rolled back this right and made it harder to get an abortion, New York has already experienced an uptick in people coming to our state to get an abortion.
In preparation, New York State is working to expand access for reproductive health care. There's a new bill. It's called the Reproductive Freedom and Equity Legislation. It's sponsored in the Assembly by Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas and in the New York State Senate by Cordell Clear. It ensures access through funding to abortion providers and nonprofit organizations whose primary function is to facilitate access to abortion care.
There may be tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to turn to New York for access to abortion care. And we have to be ready and willing and able to welcome everybody with compassion, with dignity, and with quality abortion care.
For more than a decade, Assemblymember Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas was the executive director of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice.
I'm so proud to be the sponsor in the Assembly alongside Senator Clear of the Reproductive Freedom and Equity Fund. This fund will direct money, $50 million, to the Department of Health in order to offer grants to abortion providers and nonprofits that assist people in accessing the abortion care that they need. And that means everything from allowing providers to get training and education and bringing more staff and security, as well as ensuring uncompensated care is being reached so that people who don't have insurance, don't have access to insurance, can get this care. And it also provides resources for folks to get here, travel, childcare. Most people who have abortions are already parents, and doula care as well. So this is a critical piece of legislation.
Last week's news confirmed what we have known for a long time. A majority of the justices of the Supreme Court are chomping at the bit to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Andrea Miller is president of the National Institute for Reproductive Rights.
Appointed expressly for that purpose, we have zealots that are willing to place anti-abortion idolatry and ideological fervor over the health, well-being, and bodily autonomy of millions of people across this country. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe, we know what will happen. Nearly half of the states will ban abortion or otherwise push it almost entirely out of reach. They will do so despite the views and the needs of their residents, the majority of whom in every state support legal access to abortion care.
Miller says, make no mistake, Justice Alito's callous and draconian draft opinion is a call to action. She says New York is answering that call, as we've done even before the days of Roe v. Wade. New York State passed the Reproductive Health Act in January of 2019. It expanded abortion rights, decriminalized abortion, and it eliminated several restrictions on abortion in the state. Now, in addition to this new bill, the Reproductive Freedom and Equity Funding Legislation, New York State Senator Liz Krueger introduced a new bill in Albany. It protects New York doctors from being arrested for providing abortion services to out-of-state residents. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.